Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Today's meditation is entitled, Surrender Your Heart. The scripture reference is taken from Proverbs 23, verse 26, and reads thusly, from the NIV translation. My son, give your heart and let my son give me your heart and let your eyes keep my ways. The word of the Lord. The book of Proverbs is a collection of moral and religious maxims, which contains instructions and directives on right living. The sayings in the book of Proverbs gives clear contrast between wisdom and foolishness and contrast between righteousness and sin. A large portion of Proverbs was written by Solomon. However, chapters 30 and 31 are the words of Agur and Samuel. The purpose of this book is to give moral instructions, and those instructions are particularly geared to young people. At this time, we will listen to a song entitled Whole Heart by Brandon Heath.
Well, I called your name a long time ago, and you sprung a well from a heart of stone. But I was careful then what I let you see, only thought you wanted the best of me. The less I trust you, the less I grow. The more you love me, the more I know. I don't have to be afraid to show all of me, all of me. Where this hurting, you show me what healing can do. Where this hatred, you show me how kindness can move. Where this fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. I'll give you all of me so that you can see every broken piece and open up my skin. You don't look away cause you understand, and you hold my heart with a gentle hand. Oh, where this hurting, you show me what healing can do. Where this hatred, you show me how kindness can move. Where this fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. I'll give you all of me so that you can see every broken piece and open up my heart and love you with my whole heart. The less I trust you, the less I grow. The more you love me, the more I know. I don't have to be afraid to show all of me, all of me. Where this hurting, oh, where the sorrow and shame enter in. the pain where there's hurting. You show me what healing can do.
Where there's hatred,
you show me how kindness can move.
Where there's fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. I
give you all of me so that you can see every broken piece and open up my
Proverbs 23, verse 26 reads as follows. My son, give me your heart and let your eyes keep my ways. Now Solomon understood that wisdom must be received and accepted with the heart. Wisdom is not gained through the process of rote memorization or a matter of learned facts. It had to be obtained by a receptive and willing heart. Let your eyes keep my ways. When Solomon wrote these words, he was living an exemplary life. And he, as a father, could direct or instruct his sons to follow in his path. Use him as their primary role model. Now, many fathers endeavor to leave a life before their sons so that their sons are proud to follow in daddy's footsteps. Solomon knew that an effective teacher was one who walked circumspectly and wisely in being full of wisdom, and wisdom comes from God. God, through Jesus Christ, is asking us, his sons and daughters, to surrender our hearts to him. Romans 12 and 1 reads, therefore I urge you brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is our true and proper worship. Even in the Old Testament, obedience from the heart was much more important than the animal that was sacrificed and killed for God. We can read this in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. We learn in the New Testament that God wants us to offer ourselves, not animals, as a living sacrifice. We are the sacrifice as the new covenant people. Each day, we are to put aside some things that we desire to do and follow him. Our sins have been forgiven, and we do this out of gratitude. And gratitude means that we are thankful and we are appreciative for all the favors that we have received from God through Jesus Christ. Now we'll have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, you are a caretaker of hearts. Help us to surrender our whole heart to you. Help us to surrender all aspects of our lives to you with the help of the Holy Spirit. Lead us and guide us into true and proper worship of you. These and all blessings we ask for the saved and for the lost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The closing song is entitled, I Surrender All by C.C. Winans.
me, Savior, holy Thou. May Thy Holy Spirit feed me. May I know Thy power divine. I surrender all. Yeah, surrender all. Ooh, all to Thee.
It's a great feeling seeing your Chime app notification on your mobile device. When you receive direct deposits in your Chime account, you're in total control of your finances. It's banking without the fees. Sign up with my referral link and you and I receive $50.
What?
That's right. You and I receive a referral bonus of $50 after sign up and direct deposit activation. Use referral link chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. That's chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. It's that simple and it's free. It only takes about 2 to 3 minutes to complete, and you'll be on your way to being in total control of your finances. You'll start building a positive reflection of your credit history, and that will really make a difference. Referring friends and family to the Chime family is one of the most financially rewarding experiences anyone could have. Sign up today. chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.